Hey everybody, and welcome to the Storm is Here podcast. We can also be found on YouTube under the same name, Storm is Here. All right, so today's video, we're going to be focusing on a new law that they're trying to introduce in France. For those of you that don't know what was going on in France for the last 2 years or so, there's a grassroots movement that took place called the Yellow Vest, and essentially came down to a tax increase on gas, but that was basically the stumbling point or the straw that broke the camel's back. There's been a lot of suffering and poverty and wealth and income inequality happening in France, just like all over the world. And essentially that gas tax was the final straw. So anyways, fast forward to July of 2019, the majority of French Yellow Vest made a proclamation that they no longer wanted to deal with politicians or political parties, and that they wanted a system of direct democracy through the RIC, which stands for referendums initiated by the citizens. And ever since then, they have been on a continuous battle. every weekend, there'd be protests, general strikes, and Yellow Vests going to their local main cities. Anyways, fast forward to today, and this is recent news. The French government now want to implement a law that prevents people or makes it unlawful to take photographs or videos of the police. And of course, during all these protesting, there was a lot of police brutality, a lot of provocateuring. A lot of plainclothes police officers will infiltrate the protest and basically incite violence. And now the French government wants to basically try to cover its tracks or try to go into damage control, try to prevent the damage from the public eye. And now they want to implement this new law. And of course, because of it now, there's been a backlash because the French people have been very resilient. They've been very tough and they're not going to take it any longer. And we witnessed that for the last 2 years. So in this podcast, we're going to go over a few news articles of the law, why they're implementing the law, and why we need to start changing things systemically. All right, so this is the first one out of, this is out of Yahoo News. And the title is, French protesters decry bill outlawing use of police images. Now, this is out of the AP, by the way, but I just got this out of Yahoo. Let's continue on here. Paris, thousands of critics of a proposed security law that would restrict sharing images of police officers in France gathered across the country in protest Saturday. And officers in Paris who were advised to behave responsibly during the demonstrations fired tear gas to the dispersed rowdy protesters in the largely peaceful crowd. Now, I did see some of the videos. They were amazing. The people of France have had it. And they actually took down a few officers and they really give them a beat down. I don't condone violence. But when the police act in a violent manner, there's going to be some blowback. That's all I'm going to say. All right, so dozens of rallies took place against the provision of the law that would make it a crime to publish photos or video of on-duty police officers with the intent of harming their physical or psychological integrity. Civil liberty groups and journalists are concerned that the measure will stymie press freedoms and allow police brutality to go undiscovered and unpunished. And again, journalism has taken a blow with the events of, Edward Snowden, Julian Assange, Chelsea Manning. Freedom of speech is going by the wayside unless people stand up like they have in France and all over the world. But they better start doing it in a lot more bigger numbers. All right. In Paris, several thousands of people packed the sprawling Republique Plaza and surrounding streetcars carrying red Union flags. French tricolor flags and homemade signs denouncing police violence, demanding media freedom, or calling for Interior Minister Gerald Darmanin's resignation. Officers fired tear gas as scuffles broke out. The crowd included journalists, journalism students, left-wing activists, migrants, rights groups, and citizens of varied political stripes, expressing anger over what they perceive as a hardening police tactics in recent years, especially since France's Yellow Vest protest movement against economic hardship in 2018. Many protesters, police, and journalists have been injured during protests in recent years, including several Associated Press journalists. They were all those protests in the summer against police violence, and this law shows the government didn't hear us. It's the impunity. That's what makes us so angry, protest participant Kenza Burkane, 26, said. Burkane, who is French of North African origin, described being repeatedly stopped by police for identity checks in the metro or while going to school. While white friends were allowed to pass, we ask ourselves, when will this stop? Now, look. The mainstream news like to play. They like to play on the racist card. Is there racism? Absolutely, there is. Do mainstream news over-exaggerate or emphasize too much on the racial aspect? Yeah, absolutely. What happened in the United States with Mr. Floyd was an absolute. It was tragic. Okay, no man. It doesn't matter. Unless he's a mass murderer, but George Floyd should not have been murdered that way by the cops. And the cops handled the whole situation terribly, and they had to suffer the consequences because of it. But again, mainstream news wants to divide people. That's my point. Again, there is racism. How much racism is there out there in the world? I'm not sure, but not as much as mainstream news tries to report. So I'll just leave it at that. All right. So I'm going to stop the news article there. I'm going to move on to the next one. This is out of Al Jazeera. And again, this goes over the new security law, tens of thousands. And basically the headline is protesters clash with police over new security law. Let's go into police and demonstrators have clashed in Paris as tens of thousands took to the streets protest against new security legislation. Controversy intensified by the beating and racial abuse of a black man by officers that shocked France. So again, they send Macron and his cronies. He sends the jackboots out in the streets. The police are such a I'm starting to lose respect for the cops because they should see what's happening and they should put their batons down, put their weapons down, and join the people because this is going to affect them also. But this is another reason why the protesters are on the streets, because they're seeing the violence against people. And again, the black man is a human being, okay? But again, they'll focus on the race. They want to make this about a race war. You know, people should not fall into that trap. Again, I'm not a racist guy. I never have been and never will be. I treat everybody as equal as I can. I treat others the way I want to be treated. But mainstream news wants to divide you. Okay, that's their goal. Remember, mainstream news is owned by the very wealthy and elite. Okay, let me continue on here. The demonstrations against the security law, which would restrict the police officers' faces, took place nationwide on Saturday with 46,000 marching in Paris, according to the government, and several fires erupting after clashes. Again, hypocritical. Okay, hypocrisy at its best. Okay, I mean, this is, you shouldn't expect nothing less from representative democracy. There are security cameras all over France, okay, taking pictures, videos of people's faces. But yet when it's about the cops, or when the cops' faces are put on or put out there in the public, then that seems to be a problem. Okay, again, more hypocrisy. Okay, the case of abuse shocked France, with celebrities and politicians alike condemning the officers' actions, and has brought the debate over President Emmanuel Macron's law to boiling point. Now, again, it's what happened to this this gentleman is a tragedy. It should have never been done. But also, other people have been beaten by the cops, white and black, and all ethnicities and races. Okay, I just want to put that out there. But again, mainstream movies will only focus on one race because they want to divide people. I can't reiterate that point enough. All right, let me continue on here. Macron on Friday called the incident an unacceptable attack and asked the government to come up with proposals to fight against discrimination. You see what I mean? It happens, and then Macron jumps on it, and he tries to make this a race thing, and then he tries to unite all the people from African backgrounds or something so that they can combat against the white people. Do you see how these people work? Do you understand? Do you see how they like to divide and conquer? Okay, just pure tactic. I mean, these are typical tactics from representative democracy. And it's not representative, nor is it a democracy, but they call it that just to give you the illusion. All right, so he said the images of the beating of a black music producer, Michael Zeckler, by police officers in Paris last weekend. Shame on us. No, Macron, shame on you. The incident has magnified concerns about alleged systemic racism in the police force. There was tensions in Paris as a car, newspaper, kiosk, and brasserie, were set on fire close to the palace or the Place de la Bastille, police said. Some protesters threw stones at the security forces who responded by firing tear gas, an AFP correspondent said. Police complained that the protesters were impeding fire services from putting out the blazes and said 9 people had detained by the early evening. Now, the reason why I highlighted this is because for those of you who are listening and for those of you who protest, I'm not saying that this is true, but please do not impede firemen. They have a real job, besides the cops. Their job is significant. It can cost lives if they don't get there in a timely fashion. So please, let your essential services through. Okay, in fact, help them get to their destination. Okay, I just wanted to point that out there. But Al Jazeera's Natasha Butler, reporting from Paris, said that those were relatively minor incidents. What was a very peaceful protest? Police everywhere, justice nowhere. Police state and smile while you are beaten were among the slogans brandished by protesters who marched from Palace de la République to the nearby Palace or Place de la Bastille in Paris. We have felt for a long time to have been the victim of institutionalized racism from the police, said Mohamed Magassi, 35, who works in a reception center for minors. And again, there is racism. There's no doubt about it. Okay, there is. Okay, but we have to help people like Mohammed. Okay, right? These people want a better standard of living, just like we do. But again, they focus on this. Okay, because they want to divide you. And there are a lot of people that are not racist. There's actually more people that are not racist than there are racist. Okay. But now we feel that this week, all of France has woken up, he told the AFP news agency. The fundamental and basic liberties of our democracy are being attacked. Freedom of expression and information, added Sophie Misraka, 46, a lawyer. An investigation has been opened against the 4 police involved in Zeckler's beating, but commentators say that the images, first published by the Loopsider news site, may never have been made public if the contentious Article 24 of the security legislation was made law. Interesting information there. One of the most controversial elements of the new law is Article 24, which would criminalize the publication of images of on-duty police officers with the intent of harming their physical or psychological integrity. So they don't care about the cops jackbooting people, beating them to a pulp. They don't care that they're firing these rubber bullets that are disfiguring and amputating and in some cases killing the protesters. They don't care about that. They worry about the cops, because again, this gives cops more protection and more freedom, believe it or not, to beat the protesters down. Okay, under the article, offenders could be sentenced up to a year in jail and fined €45,000 for sharing images of police officers. It was passed by the National Assembly last week, but is awaiting Senate approval, sparking mass protests. Protesters are calling for the article to be withdrawn, claiming that it contradicts the fundamental public freedoms of our republic. Thousands also took part in the other marches of France, including Bordeaux, Lille, Montpellier, and Nice. I'm just waiting for the law to be withdrawn, said Adil Lequetier, a 22-year-old sociology student who took part in the Montpellier march, and a sign that the government could be preparing to backtrack. Prime Minister Jean Castex announced on Friday he would appoint a commission to redraft Article 24, but he was forced into a U-turn even at this proposal after Parliament Speaker Richard Farrad, a close Macron ally, accused the Premier of trying to usurp the role of Parliament. The government says the provision is intended to protect officers from doxing and online abuse. Critics say it's further evidence of the Macron administration slide to the right. And look, cops take an oath. They are public workers. They work for the public, not the other way around, okay? I just want to make that clear to a lot of people that perhaps maybe forgotten that. The police violence has left Emmanuel Macron facing political crisis, Le Monde Daily reported. Media unions say it could give police a green light to prevent journalists and social media users from documenting abuses. Again, it's already happening. The images of the beating of Zeckler emerged days after police were already under fire over the forcible removal of a migrant camp in central Paris on Monday when journalists on the ground recorded police brutality. Three of the police involved in the beating of Zeckler are being probed for using racial violence, and all four are still being held for question after their detention Saturday was extended for another 24 hours. Okay, so I'm not going to go on with this article because it's pretty much repeating the same thing over and over again. But this is where it's heading, and it's already happening. Okay, this happened a while back in Portland. Shockingly happened. A lot of people were basically shocked. I can't use another word. What they were seeing in Portland during the protest. And of course the Trump supporters were applauding it. And they're such hypocrites. Again, I don't want to make this about left versus right, but they're such hypocrites because they're these gun-toting freedom lovers, but yet they're okay with with protesters being abducted off the streets. This is something that you've probably seen out of World War II in Nazi Germany. Now, this is from the Salon. This is a while back. This is July 17th, 2020, while those protests were happening. The headline was, "They're kidnapping people. Trump's secret police snatch Portland protesters into unmarked vans." Let me read a little bit of this. Democratic leaders in Oregon called on the Trump administration to withdraw federal forces from Portland after footage emerged of camouflage federal officers snatching protesters off the streets and detaining them in unmarked minivans. Officers from the U.S. Marshals Special Operations Group and Customs and Border Protection Border Patrol Tactical Unit have been deployed to protect federal property in Portland amid ongoing protests since July 14th, according to Oregon Public Broadcasting. But the officials have also detained protesters who are not near federal property, the outlet reported, and it's unclear if all of the detained individuals were involved in alleged criminal activity. All right. So there's a lot of stuff happening in the United States, okay? Okay, and there is some sort of connection between what's happening in France and what's happening in the United States. Same thing. It's happening everywhere. Again, more erosion of our rights and freedoms. Our rights and freedoms have been nosediving since 9/11, okay, when they introduced the Patriot Acts, all right? And of course, with this coronavirus, now they're just accelerating. So again, I'm not going to continue on with this article because I've did another video about this and I read the actual same article, but again, this is what's going to be coming if people don't start acting. All right, and again, I'm not saying let's take to the streets and let's just start burning down buildings. That's not my plan, but I do think that people need to get together and start forming people's assemblies, for instance, like they're doing in Australia, like they're doing in Poland, like they're doing here in Canada with the Republic of Canada. Okay, these are groups that are taking their sovereignty back. They're not asking for it. They're not demanding it. They're taking it back. And this is something that we need to do. Look, we need systemic change. Okay, I've been griping about this. I've been emphasizing on this for years. Because again, if we don't take our sovereignty back, then we'll continue to see the erosion of our freedoms and our liberties. And essentially, you don't want to live in a world that resembles a lot like Nazi Germany. All right, guys. So thanks for watching this podcast and listening to this podcast. And again, if you are interested in the content that we provide here on The Storm Is Here, please go to Anchor FM, search for our name, Storm Is Here, and also on YouTube under the same name, Storm Is Here. Thank you guys for listening, and until next time, take care.